is the role of an in-house audit function coming to an end?
One of the things, an outsourced function, that's what I would call, you know, completely outsourced, where an auditor comes in for a couple of weeks to do a piece of work, they can't provide is that insider knowledge. You can get that from co-sourcing partnership arrangements, you know, outsourcing a large chunk of work. I mean, you know, we've seen in the NHS particularly lots of organisations coming together and banding together into large shared services. And I guess that can provide, to a certain extent, the best of both worlds. You can have people who understand your business and your organisation, but you can have access to the wide range of skills and experience that are required going forward. But I don't think it's the end of the in-house audit function, as long as in-house audit functions do not become embedded in old ways of working. They will have to, as I have to say many of them are, have to adapt and change to the changing environment. And in internal audit, we talk a lot, the Wales Audit Office, we talk a lot about the need for services to transform. We talk about well-managed risk-taking. And I think those things are right and proper. But I wouldn't like to be the person that says, you know, it's the end of the in-house audit function, because that's something that's been quite fundamental for some time.
Tim, could I have your perspective on this question?
Yes, well, I would say definitely not. I think I've devoted my career to making sure the in-house function is seen to be credible and offers an added value alternative to a fully outsourced option. An in-house team, or whatever sort of team, needs to transform and reflect the objectives and the climate and the landscape of the organisations in which they work. But if you get in-house audit at its best, it is truly internal, it's part of the organisation, and you need to work in different ways to get those external insights. But if you're in an organisation, you will have a service user perspective more than if you're brought in from a firm.
Tim, thank you. And finally, Keely?
I mean, it's not the role of CIPSA. I can't provide you a definitive preference on whether, for example, we think in-house provision or outsourced internal audit services are better. I mean, one of the things that I have noticed happening more and more, or has been coming to my attention more and more, is the partial provision, something I think that Tim mentioned in his response. One of the pieces of guidance that we're working on at the moment, which is within the ISAB, so it's the Quality and Assurance Improvement Program, but for multi-client service providers. So it impacts on the sorts of organisations that, for example, Tim is working for, so a consortia in the NHS, but also shared services within local authorities as well. I mean, my final answer, I think, to the specific question is the role of the in-house internal auditor coming to an end. No, I certainly don't think so, but it'd be interesting to see how it all works out over the next few years